the following reasons why.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
We
never run out of them, do we? Why we can't have nice things. No stories about bad bunnies, but maybe some other bad animal activity. And let's start in Turkey. Not with a turkey, but in the country of Turkey. As closed circuit TV security from a jewelry shop in Kayseri, Turkey, recorded a dramatic break-in there at the jewelry shop. Footage shows a forklift thought to be stolen, prying open the shop's shutters so that the thief could force their way in. So this is your first red flag that maybe a little overkill on this. Yeah, and then once inside, you see from the surveillance footage, the suspect pushes open a whole deal of valuables, smashes the glass cabinet, steals all the jewelry, rummages on the floor, gets as much gold as they can before they make a run for it. But the robber in this case did not have a getaway driver waiting in a hot car all revved up. Instead, they fled on a donkey.
Oh!
As outside footage shows an animal accomplice taking the robber, well, as fast as a donkey could. He didn't get very far. The suspect, known as only MC, 26 years old.
MC, yo?
Sounds like a bad bunny. Mm-hmm. He's been arrested by local police, and no word on the donkey right there. I mean, he could have used a bad money in this situation, but what a...
Going out with a man in uniform has some big perks. Yeah, he's usually cute, you get your military discounts, and you also have access to classified war plans. Captain Charles Luke was found guilty of oversharing with a lady he was dating. He wound up with 2 years in prison for sharing the intricate details.
Oh.
Co-workers say he's actually very devoted and trustworthy.
Well, it's a story of love, right? Love will make you do weird things.
Oh,
wonderful, isn't it?
Dum, 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 dum. Let us go to a 26-year-old man in Japan who has been arrested, also with love on his mind, and the object of his affections for parakeets. 26-year-old in Japan arrested after taking a woman's 4 parakeets and holding them hostage.
Dear.
Threatening to harm them unless she met up with him and went out on a date.
Oh.
Yeah. This happened just last week over there in Akayu in Nanyo City, Japan. And this dude contacted the woman he'd known for a little while via one of those apps. He thinks he knew her. An investigator said that somehow tracked her down after her, no, I think we're good. No,
friends.
Yeah, so then ended up grabbing the parakeet, sending messages like, there's no way to save your parakeet other than going out with me, and other such threatening things. He did not get a date. He has a date. It's with the court system over there in Japan. No word on the parakeets.
Dum, 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 dum.
You know, pickleball may be fun with your mother-in-law Patricia and cousin Cindy, KB, but it's not for everyone. Anthony and Julianne Sapienza were arrested for battery at a pickleball court in Volusia County, Florida, after a bout went very, very bad. 911 call says 20 people were involved. And it all starts with the paddle.
We actually have, here's the 911 call.
Come quickly.
Okay, how many people are fighting?
There's about 20 people.
Okay, any weapons?
No. I mean, somebody hit somebody with a pickleball paddle, hit somebody in the head.
It's not very nice. I mean, most of these people are not, you know, they're not like the bad bunny. They're old enough to know better.
Are there any weapons? Well, I mean, there's pickleball paddles.
There's that.
That'll keep you out of the kitchen.
Dum, 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 dum.
Well, when it comes to bad monkeys, you know, I have looked very far for crying out loud. I don't trust monkeys, especially the capuchin monkeys. And a criminal capuchin has been, quote, arrested after terrorizing a village in eastern Brazil. The burglar monkey was seen wielding a huge knife and stealing a coffee pot.
Oh, my God!
Before it was captured by military police there in Vicoso, Rio Grande do Norte. It was being accused of biting locals, rummaging through their kitchens in a crime spree that actually lasted over about 4 days. In one case, the criminal capuchin was caught on camera aiding the escape of a pet bird.
Oh!
If only he'd been in Japan. That could have just solved that. Dum, 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 dum.
Swimming in the ocean comes with a risk or two. You got red tide, big waves, and then you could lose a limb, which is exactly what happened to Brenda Ogden. Mm-hmm. You see her prosthetic leg?
Oh.
Floated off.
Oh.
While she was enjoying some time in the coast of England's Bridlington Beach.
Hmm.
This leg cost $2,700. She thought it was gone forever, but had a very long life and eventually walked up 10 months later over 14 miles away. Elizabeth Forbes was the lucky lady to find it. She then tracked down Brenda. It's being returned, complete with the sock she was wearing at the time.
Well, I guess that answers the question.
See? We don't need to put it in there. No way.
And then, finally, let's go just outside of Sacramento, California. There's a guy out there, 47-year-old Leonid Terzi, is facing felony theft charges for stealing beehives.
Oh.
Now, farms pay a lot of money to have those hives brought in when their crops need pollinating, so that's probably the reason behind this. But police got a report last Tuesday about some bee boxes that showed up on a piece of property in Yolo County, which is bordering Sacramento to the west a little bit. They noticed some markings on the boxes, though, had been altered, and that gave them a suspicion that they were stolen. So, police were called in. They staked out the spot. They arrested the guy, and they carted him off. In fact, they were stolen beehives. So, yes, they solved the stolen beehive by setting up a sting operation. They did, though. That's really what it was. Okay, stung.